dude. Oh my god, man.
Fucking.
Have you caught up with Raw at all? Wrestling in general.
Ever since I went to WrestleMania, I've like gotten back into it because I was like, since I went, I was like, I should probably know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah,
so
right.
So I started watching around. Like I've always kind of kept up with it. Like I've been one of those like YouTube. Like I'll watch the recaps and see. Like, all right, I'm into this one. But besides that, I wasn't like really keeping up with it. But now I'm just like, fuck, bro. Ever since like, I want to say Royal Rumble. I was like, okay, I'm really getting back into it.
Yeah, I've been kind of, you know, staying up to date with it for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have like cable and shit, so I just watch it on YouTube. Basically, I'll just like follow on Twitter and shit, just see updates that are happening. And if there's something that I really want to see, I'll go and I'll fucking like search it up on YouTube and I'll watch it.
You know what's funny? I forgot who else. I think I was talking to our friend Javier's brother, Lewis.
Oh, yeah, and yeah. Yeah, I know. They're both good wrestling fans.
Because I think it was like the AEW Double or Nothing thing.
I'm not sure if I can move my camera over.
And there's like a website I use when I don't want to pay for fucking pay-per-views.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I usually just use those.
Well, I have Peacock, dude. Peacock is pretty
good. Oh, yeah,
Peacock
is great
now.
For WWE. That's the one I use for all that. It's like if I want to watch like a New Japan match or something, because I don't really keep up with those. It's really a lot more for like AEW.
Like it's the same website that I wonder if it's the same one that I'm using.
Probably.
Something
that AI.
So that's what I'm able to. I just fucking typed in on Google, like, watch wrestling live.
Yeah.
And it's a piece of the website, and then, like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
And, like, right now, like, I'm sitting here dying because you guys know Dominic Mysterio, Rey Mysterio's son. He's like the ultimate heel right now, dude. Like, it's gotten to the point to where like almost at every live fucking performance, they're there. They don't let him speak.
Oh, dude, like, I love it. Look, like,
he just gets to the mic and they just start booing the shit out of him.
That was by far. So, like I mentioned, I went to WrestleMania.
Yeah,
that was by far one of the best
entrances,
bro. I'm
dude,
like,
his entrance was fucking sick, bro.
Like him and Rey Mysterio.
I love his music.
Yeah, it goes with him. It's so perfect. And then the whole like him like taking the name from his dad kind of thing. Like that whole fight is like crazy to me. And
yeah,
like that was probably the best move because I was losing interest in him. Like before, I was like, all right, maybe he'll do good. And then I was like, he's getting stale. He needs to go to like NXT or something. And bro, like, I still think he needs, like, one good run in NXT so he can polish up his work a little bit, probably win, like, you know, the title down there or something. But his heel work is fucking crazy. And then I love the fact that as soon as he turned heel, that's when he started growing out his hair to look like Eddie.
He looks like Eddie, yeah. And every chance that he gets, he calls, like, he's like, Eddie should have been my real dad. Like,
exactly. I'm like, oh, I'm like, all right, this is a good one.
Man, another crazy thing about WWE right now is they just debuted it. Two new fucking World Heavyweight Championships, dude.
All right, so what do you feel? How do you like the look of it?
So, it's funny. Seth Rollins got, the new World Heavyweight Championship, I love it, dude. Because it looks like a fusion between the classic World Heavyweight Championship with, oh shit, Trish Stratus is walking out right now. Damn, she's still fine. It looks like the classic with like a fusion of like both classic world championships.
I didn't like it at first. It grew on me. So like the first week or two, I was like, all right, I'm like, it's or whatever. And then I started looking at it more. I'm like, okay, I kind of like it. And now I'm like, okay, I think I like this one better, the World Heavyweight Championship, better than the new WWE title.
It's so funny because I watched the video on TikTok and they were showing how, like, basically for the past, like, something years, WWE revealed the same fucking title over and over again. It started with the Universal, the red one, and then fucking the SmackDown Women's Championship, the Raw Women's Championship, the fucking WWE Championship, and then now the Undisputed WWE Championship.
Yeah, dude, it's just all, like, the only difference on this one is what? It's gold in the back now? So it's like, yeah, a different basically, background. The other one had a basically. Different strap. The other one had a different strap. I'm like, what's the point of all this? Like, at least they finally turned it into one again. I'm like, all right, cool. We have two champions again. One's the was it the Universal Champion still, or is it just WWE Champion?
Well, it's now it's the WWE Universal World. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't know. It's fucking the Undisputed Championship. Yeah. He's definitely undisputed in the title. So one of Seth Rollins has the World Heavyweight Championship.
Look, what they should have done is they brought back the World Heavyweight title. What they should have done is remade the Undisputed title from back in the day. And then that should be like the title.
Yeah, I guess what they were trying to go for with this new one,
yeah,
and making it gold so it's like has more appeal to it. I like the fucking Paul Heyman walking around with the two titles and shit. Roman Reigns.
They're going to keep the same design.
Asking for the title.
Yeah, I guess it's to avoid confusion because they're like, well, they're technically three titles now. So,
yeah, well, he'll probably get rid of the other two. But they need to stop doing that shit. They need to stop fucking unifying titles and then bringing up fucking new ones. They keep doing the shit.
Yeah,
this is like not the fucking first time.
If they were to bring back a title, which one would you want to see?
Damn, that's a good question. Probably the hardcore, dude. They got to bring back the hardcore championship. Yeah,
I can see that. But I don't know. I feel like they're too PG now. Like, you can't really go hardcore like they used to. Yeah. Like, fucking chair shots to the head and shit.
Yeah, they still do a little bit of blood. AEW is just like all about the fucking blood.
Yeah, I think they do it too much.
Yeah.
It takes away from the, like, oh shit, he's bleeding. Now it's just like, oh, there goes John Moxley.
It's because now we're adults, right? Yeah, John, that was the first person I thought of too.
Yeah.
It's because now we're adults, we know, like, it's like, oh, come on, man, y'all just cutting yourselves up in there and shit. Yeah. Like,
man. Well. Well, first off, we got to bring back the Winged Eagle, the Stone Cold, the big ass from like the
90s, yeah,
early 2000s, 90s. That's the one they got to bring back.
Yeah. You know, I thought you were going to say something else, and now I'm going to beat you to it. Welcome to Geek in It.
I was going to, and then I was like, wait, I got to get this last spot in here.
It seemed like you were going to it, and I knew it.
And then I thought of the title. I was like, look, I got to say this shit while we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, right?
Well, as Darnell said, welcome to motherfucking Geek in It. We're back. After what? We took like 2 months off.
It's been a while.
It's been like a month or two.
Something like that.
Yeah, schedules got crazy. It's funny because I feel like that always happens to us. We'll do like an episode and then all of a sudden it's like all this shit. So
yeah, right.
Yeah, so we're back. As you know me, Wilbur Flores. You know my boy Darnell Falco.
Darnell Falco, or you know, also known as Vampire.
Vampire.
You know what I'm saying?
That's his OnlyFans account.
Yes, you can find me. Just go to OnlyFans.com/Vampire. You see me right there.
He does custom feet pics.
See my butthole.
The bunghole.
The gooch. The first thing you pull up on my OnlyFans is the gooch. And then I'll be like, gotcha.
If y'all don't know, so Darnell, when we used to drink all the time,
You gotta tell where it came from.
So
and it wasn't just me. It was not. I didn't start the shit.
You started this shit. So we got drunk once, and we used to hang out in Darnell's house all the time. And after every
Fuckzilla.
Was it Fuckzilla or was it your house?
It was Fuckzilla.
Was it Fuckzilla? I'm talking about the time you climbed on the house you stay in now.
Oh, that's you're telling that story. Okay,
I can't remember the other one, but this is the time you climbed up on your roof.
I had others going in my head.
Dude, how many times have you done this?
So continue with the story.
So we're all drinking in the back, and for some reason Darnell thinks it's a good idea to climb on his roof. He gets on his roof.
I had a habit of doing that.
He has a habit of also pulling his pants down at certain times. So when he's very drunk, he raps and he pulls his pants down. And this
don't make it sound like that. Like, it's like, wait a minute. He gets drunk and pulls his pants down. It's not like that, okay? Right,
so he does this and he proceeds to bend over and say, look at my gooch. And since then, we've said Darnell likes to play with his gooch.
No, okay, hold on. That was Woolworth's fucking version of the story. Let's go ahead and go to my version. First of all, you have to explain the origin of the Gooch.
Okay, the Gooch.
If you've all seen the movie Waiting, I believe that was the movie, The Waiting. It was something they did in the restaurant. It was something they did in the restaurant, and it was like, if you walk out, basically, and it's like in between your balls and your shit, like it's that area right there. Yeah, so you gotta kind of like cuff your shit, and then like, you know, it's like a flash, and you're like the Gooch, and if they look at you, they're gay or some shit like that.
Yeah, oh yeah, so that it was the game. I forgot.
I don't know what it was. It was a game from the fucking movie. So we played that a lot in Baldwin Park. Yeah, at Fuckzilla. Like, I've gotten hit with the Gooch so many times. Like, I would walk out the bathroom, and then fucking PD, we were right there. The Gooch! I'm like, no!
Yeah, no, Darnell had some, I've seen too much of Darnell. I've probably seen too much of you, too much of PD, too much of Brian.
I mean, that's what happens when you know people that fucking, for years growing up and shit.
Ah, man, it's fucking crazy. Darnell's Gooch. What was it? The Batwing?
Oh yeah, there was so many. There was more. Yeah, the Batwing with your that was Brian's favorite.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah. Oh no, were you there the time that Petey pantsed him in front of all of us?
Wait. I believe so. Petey had a fucking habit of doing that shit, dude.
I just remember we were in the garage and it was literally all of us, and Brian's drunk and he's in there in like basketball shorts and like he just came from his room. And Petey comes in drunk as fuck, and all of a sudden you see him go, pull Brian down. Like, ah, bruh. Fucking looked away so quick. I'm like, Brian, no. I don't need to see this.
So much shit fucking happened in that house, man.
Yeah. If you guys don't know, dude. Fuckzilla is a house Darnell and like four of our other friends lived in together. It was basically like our party house.
Again, if you haven't listened to our drunk episodes, go back and listen to those. You'll get some really interesting stories from those episodes. And we should have some more as well.
Oh, yes. We definitely need another drunk episode. Every time I bring up the podcast.
Damn, Trish Status. Sorry. Yeah, Raw is still on the side. I just seen Trish Status on the outside of the ring, and oh my god, all right. Yeah, so welcome to Geekin' It.
Oh my god. So every time I bring up this podcast or someone brings it up to me, the drunk episodes are always the first ones they ask for.
I can see it.
They're like, hey, when am I going to be on one? I'm like, we got to record them.
Yeah. I think, now it's just more of getting together and, you know, we've been trying to schedule people and it's schedules go fucking all over the place and shit, but we'll get it down.
Get it down. Exactly. We're working on doing it. We have some guests coming up. We're looking to do it more consistently. So hopefully every Wednesday for the next couple months at least you'll get some new episodes. There's a lot going on.
You can hear our sexy voices in your ear. And you can watch me on YouTube with my weird shit.
Yes sir. Oh yeah, Darnell with his Power Rangers.
Hell yeah, that's my fucking comic book box.
Oh yeah, you have the whole boxes back there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of some stuff you're into,
obviously one is back here.
What's that?
Kingdom Come right there.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got the good stuff right there.
Kingdom Come comic up there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Where's your Batman penis comic?
Oh my god. That's in the glass case over there.
That's in the glass case. That made the glass case. He specifically turned it to the penis page.
And then this right here, you guys seen this one yet, but oh man.
Ooh,
this one is nice. Oh yeah.
Oh,
this
shit.
one gonna be working on something very special with this.
Oh shit! Can we expect this at a Comic Con or something?
Oh, at for sure, most definitely.
Geeking it out in fucking Anime Expo. I don't know. I'm just.
Yeah, the plan is to have this cosplay done by October, which for LA Comic Con.
Ooh.
So we'll see. We shall see.
We always talked about that. I think we got to follow through on that this year. Geeking at LA Comic Con.
Yeah, right.
Just do an episode in the front of everything. Like, hey, come talk to us.
Yeah, because we get a lot of people to fucking come talk to us. I'm stumbling on my words.
Hell yeah.
And then we'll bring deodorant for people.
There is always some musty motherfuckers in there.
Always.
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 All right.
It's hot, sweaty, musty.
Fucking nerds. Fucking bathe yourselves. Use some deodorant. Buy some Old Spice. Put the swords down.
And speaking of nerd shit, gaming shit, Street Fighter 6 just dropped, dude.
Have you played it?
I have. Yeah. My one of my clan leader, we've had him on Coos. Mm-hmm. He we found out you can stream play Street Fighter 6. So if you have a friend that has it and you don't, or vice versa, you have it, they don't, you can share play it, and you know they can play it. There is a slight lag, but it's so interesting because now that, you know, coming from MK11, you know, I was considered myself a competitive fighter. Mm-hmm. It's being in the community now and seeing like a lot of the NRS, you know, NetherRealm, Mortal Kombat fucking people,
yeah,
going to Street Fighter. It's interesting because now the Street Fighter 6, they have like this new control system. So they have a classic control system. It's basically like how you play all the other Street Fighter games.
Yeah.
The controls rarely change, maybe like special moves or whatnot. And then they have the new modern control systems, which is like basically easy mode. Like you to do a special move, you just press triangle forward, triangle back, triangle up, triangle down.
Did you ever play Marvel vs. Capcom 2? Capcom 2? Or like, yes, any of the Marvel vs. Capcom games where they had like the turbo, not turbo, was it turbo mode? Like turbo mode? Where it was like,
I've never really messed with the controls in those games, okay, but I do remember the games, yeah.
Yeah, so if you ever played those, it's kind of the same thing where it was like, oh, hold these two buttons and you can perform your special and you do these, but is it like one of those things where they, like they kind of handicap you in a way? So it's like, yes, it's easier controls, but your power is a little less.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm glad that you said that. Yes, so they do handicap you a bit. If you do have the modern, you do less damage.
Ooh, okay.
But my buddy, he's a Zangief player, so he's like, dude, like, and if you guys know Zangief, the controls, a lot of his grabs, you have to do like a circle rotation, mm-hmm, just to do that shit. And he's like, bro, I got tired of having to do that shit, man. Now I just fucking press one button. Done. Fuck it. He's like, I'm missing out a little bit of damage. It's good enough for me.
He has one of my favorite moves in the game. It's the pile driver.
Yeah.
The spinning pile driver or whatever. I'm like, hell
yeah. Man. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think I was reading about it, and it was like that. And there's like certain moves you just can't do, but everyone I've heard is like the modern is the way to go. Like, yes, it takes away a certain amount of damage, but it makes up for it on the quickness you're able to do moves and the ability just to time things better, because you don't have to take account the whole full circle or whatever.
Yeah, right. You like you said, it kind of like it opens up to new combos that you can do. But then, of course, there are the elitists, mm-hmm, and they're like, no, classic is the way to go. Like, you're fucking playing with training wheels on. And I've seen people, like the haters, like commenting because, you know, it's like they're like, oh, you guys don't have to work for shit, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, dude, We both have the same option.
Yeah.
It's not my fault you chose to go walk that route and I chose to go this way.
Exactly.
Like, have fun over there, buddy. I personally haven't chose what I wanted to do yet. I don't have the game yet, per se. Mm-hmm. But when I do eventually get it, we shall see. I don't know. Nice. I'll have to look and see. They don't have Vega, so what the fuck?
Yeah, but
I don't even want the game because Vega's not in it.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure he'll be like DLC or something down the road.
Yeah, they don't have either of the Shadow Kings, the four mm-hmm, Bison, Vega, what's the other guy's name? Fang, and what's the Balrog?
Balrog, yeah. Yeah, the four
things, yeah.
I'm pretty sure, because this game, everywhere I've seen, it's been getting really good score. I think it's like at a 92 or something on Metacritic right now. So it's like getting really good reviews. Everyone's saying the open. What's really drawing me to this, and I've fallen off of like fighting games, like the only one I'll kind of pick up once in a while just to mess around with is like Mortal Kombat. And that's because it's an easier game to pick up. And I think that's kind of where they were going with the new modern scheme. With like, I don't have time to sit here and listen or, you know, learn all these combos. Show me how to hold X and left and I can do something and we're good to go. Like, it's an easier pick up and play.
Yeah, I can feel you on that.
Yeah, exactly. And if, you know, in tournaments, if they were in like, look, no modern control scheme, only classic, then yes, because you're playing professionally, whatever, you're playing competitively, I should say.
Competitively, yeah. So there's a difference. There's the competitive players, and then there's the casuals.
Yeah, and it's always the competitive players. Casual. Yeah, it's always the competitive players that end up complaining when they change something because they're like, "Well, I'm so used to this." It's the same thing with like Call of Duty or something. In the new game, they took away like when someone shoots on a mini map or whatever, the you know how before you ping you basically if you shot off your gun, it's like, oh, I know someone's right there. So all the competitive players are complaining. They're like, well, I can't see when someone shoots. Like, okay, but
oh, they took that off. That's yeah, funny.
Exactly. So like all the tryhards are like, oh, well, you can't see anything. How am I supposed to keep doing this or this? I'm like, well,
you just fucking camp anyway. Exactly. So what does it matter?
Exactly.
God damn.
So it's the same thing with these. It's like, of course you're gonna like whoop online, and that's why games end up losing their fucking player base so quickly, because they're catering to all these competitive people, when at the end of the day, the people who keep your player base up are the fucking the casual players.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I think that's a good point too, because like this, it had like, I can see the opening numbers, but it had a lot of fucking people playing it opening weekend. Like, people are fucking playing this game. I like have my Twitch open while I'm gaming, and I just see fucking lists, Street Fighter 6. I'm like, fuck, should I get this game? I'm kind of mad because I just started fucking playing Tekken 7, and I'm like, dude, this game's been out for so many years, and like now when I want to fucking start learning the shit, other games are fucking coming out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've heard nothing but good things. The single player, I've heard very good things about. You can walk around, just start fucking kicking people's asses out of nowhere.
People and their weird creations in that fucking game.
Yeah, I feel like anytime you give someone like, it's like WWE games, like the 2K games or whatever. Whenever you give them a character creation thing, they're always going to make the weirdest fucking shit. I saw people in like flurry fucking Blanca outfits and shit like that.
Yeah, and this one has like weird like body disfigured fucking people and shit. It's so weird. Like, you should see the shit that people make. Like,
yeah,
just Google fucking Street Fighter 6 creations and you like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what I've seen a lot of is
who thought of this? How high were you? Let me hit that shit.
Yeah, what I've seen a lot of too is people creating characters that aren't there. So I've seen like a lot of Vegas. I've seen a lot of things like that, where people are like, well, if they're not in it, I'm going to try to find the best way to make them in here.
Yeah.
And then you walk around.
Eventually, it'll be there.
Yeah. The thing that's really drawing me in is that single player, though, because I'm like, okay, Street Fighter with a good story that's not just arcade. I'm like, okay, I might pick this up. It's probably going to be one of those. Yeah, it's probably going to be one of those like discount wait and buys. I'm like, all right, when it goes like 20% off or something, I'm like, all right, I'll pick it up. Then usually you need like the deluxe edition with all the extra shit
for like
the same price.
Yeah, it's just basically just buying all the DLC together.
Yeah.
But speaking of fighting games, Mortal fucking Kombat, dude. We have talked about it, but like, bro, that trailer, dude. Holy shit.
Dude, we've heard the rumors for a long time. They've been saying like, all right, they're going to make a MK1 again, basically. They're going to reboot it. I'm like, all right, where is it? The worst part about this whole thing is they basically spoiled it a long time ago, because I believe there was like a call. I think it was a investor's call. And who's the guy that runs NetherRealm?
Ed Boon.
Ed Boon, yeah. Ed Boon basically spoiled it. He's like, oh yeah, Mortal Kombat, it's coming.
Yeah. It's crazy because like we waited for so long for a reveal, like, NRS players and just fans in general on Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot, so
yeah.
Fucking just begging like for anything on this game. Like, show us something, give us a title, anything, and then they just fucking dropped it.
Yeah.
Like, it the anticipation was awesome, and now it's just to see like what it's gonna look like. The gameplay is gonna be next week. Mm-hmm. I think it was like June 8th, I believe. And I'm kind of hoping it's like a 3D game, like it's back in the 3D era.
I could see
as
that.
Like Deception, Deadly Alliance, Tekken. Maybe that's just because I've been playing a lot of Tekken Soul Calibur, and I like the sidestepping part and shit like that. But
what's the one that
I
was
think
like
that
on,
would be really dope?
What's the one that was on PS2? Was it the Shaolin Monk? No, not was it Shaolin Monk? I can't remember.
Shaolin Monks was like the co-op one.
That's the one. I'd be down for like one like that again, or if they redid
so,
that.
Well, here's the thing though, too, though. So they're, you know, they had, it was the conquest mode. Mm-hmm. It was basically the story mode of your character. It's like an RPG running through the different realms and shit. And, there's a possibility that they might be bringing that back.
Oh, I'd be down for that.
Because, you know, games nowadays are like so big on the whole RPG, thing. And like Mortal Kombat has such a fucking vast lore that they can do that.
Yeah. When you see games like Street Fighter come out, because you're a big fighting game person. Does that Do you want to see more games that look like the new Street Fighter, or do you want to see games kind of stay in that same lane?
Well, wait, what do you mean?
So with the new Street Fighter, I feel like they did a lot of things that are very like different than what's in most fighting games now. So for the longest, it was like Street Fighter was the same. Mortal Kombat was kind of the same. Like, it was all kind of the same thing over and over. Where I feel like this one, they made it very pickup and new player friendly and shit like that. With like, they added a bunch of new features that haven't been there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they can. Each game, the Mortal Kombat ones have been a little bit different, especially like how the movesets are. Like MKX had the variations, three different variations you can pick. Then MK11 had the ones you can customize and create your own. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to see what they're going to do with this one, if they're going to bring it back like to the old one, MK9, where it was just, well, you had everybody's moves. Or I believe it was Deadly, one of the three era ones where they have the stances, you can pick a different stance, each different stance had a different move.
Okay.
That would be fucking sick if they did that. Mm-hmm. But as far as like making it easier to play, I mean, Mortal Kombat's fairly easy. Once as a casual player, all you gotta do is know your fucking special moves and just spam that shit.
Yeah. I feel like that's one thing that Mortal Kombat. Yeah, Mortal Kombat did that very well, where you can kind of just pick up. Like, it's easy to play, hard to master is the best way I can look at it.
Yeah.
So when you see stuff like that, are you happy they're going back, or did you want to see like that story from the last one continue?
Well, that technically is the story from 12 continuing. That's how I mean 11. That's how I kind of knew, like, as soon as the ending with 11, because it ended with Liu Kang going back in time.
Yeah, that's the one where he became like a ghost.
Where
right?
The Great Kung Lao. Yeah, he became a god.
The god.
He has Raiden's powers. He's a fire god, Liu Kang. So I knew that. I was expecting like a prequel type story.
Okay. So are you?
So we're gonna be seeing like a lot of new characters. A lot of familiar faces as well. Mm-hmm. I'm excited, dude. I'm beyond stoked.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't really give a shit about Street Fighter 6. I care more about MK1 and Tekken 8.
I mean, you've put how many hours into MK11? Like,
It's ridiculous.
Exactly. You know,
it's crazy because I actually don't even really play the game anymore.
Yeah.
The game is ass. But,
I mean, because they shut down like the support for it, right? Like a year ago now? Or a little
it's just there's a lot of like fucking bullshit that goes on in that game.
Yeah, I mean, shut down support, it was kind of the end of it. Of course, there's always gonna be the people, the hardcore fans who play it, but you can only take so much of it. And if they're not updating anything or changing anything or making adjustments for balancing and shit like that, then what's the point? Everyone's gonna find the meta. Everyone's gonna keep spamming that. So I mean, it's always good to re-up and get some new stuff out there.
Yeah, I still play it here and there.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's like
game is still ass.
He's like, it needs more shit. I will say, I feel like NRS does a really good job of adding some really like cool tie-ins. Like, I remember, I think what was it, Injustice? They had like the Ninja Turtles. The last one they had like the Terminator and all that, or was it RoboCop? That's what it was.
RoboCop, Terminator.
Terminator. They had all those people. So it's always really cool to me to see them add people like that. So I feel like they're one of those studios. It's kind of like Fortnite or something. They always come up with like really cool collabs. So it's like, all right, this person's in this one now. So I want to see who they bring in now. Their DLC is always like top notch to me.
Yeah. So the first one that we do know of, it's not DLC, but
I forgot about that.
They have the Jean-Claude Van Damme Johnny Cage skin.
Did you hear about the other ones that I think it was this game that leaked?
Which ones?
So it's apparently Home. I don't know how true it is. I read it like a week ago. It was like
Homelander, Peacemaker, and what was that other dude?
I forgot who the other one is. I just remember. Oh, and the Omni-Man.
Omni-Man. Yeah, there you go.
So if that's
true, like a superhero type pack thing.
Yeah. So that's true.
That'd
I'm like, dude, fucking Homelander's crazy ass. Omni-Man too. That they're basically like the same character, kind of.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, they're all dude.
I can totally see Peacemaker in there too.
Yeah, he seems like a good fit for it because a lot of the moves he does are like kind of Terminator-ish. I would feel or like RoboCop-ish, I should say.
So, no, more Terminator.
Okay. Yeah, so I can see that, like, pulling out the shotgun and shit like that, and just, yeah, like, the fucking Peacemaker gun.
Yeah, and it's going to be John Cena in Mortal Kombat.
Like, dude, I didn't think about that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because it has John to be him Cena at this point. Yeah. Kombat.
Of course.
Oh, man. So if you can get one DLC person that, like, for sure, like, they're like, all right, we're going to put him in, who would you want to see in there?
John Cena as home? I mean, as Peacemaker.
He's like, he's coming already. He's coming already. That's it. I just want to see him F you someone. What? That's like his bone, yeah. What's the Bonebreaker one? Or the,
which one?
The move you guys do or they do in there where you like break someone's bones?
What do you mean?
The X-ray.
The fatal blow. The fatal blow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll be dope.
I'm going to do like a fucking F you just. All right, what was it? What's the new one?
All right.
STFU.
Oh, the attitude adjustment.
There you go. That's what it's really
There you go. About. Yeah. It's attitude adjustment.
Attitude adjustment.
Yeah, it's PGA now.
Speaking of wrestling games, though, have you heard of that new AEW Fight Forever game?
Oh, my God. That game looks fucking ass.
Okay, I'm not the only one, right? So everyone I talk to...
Like, shit. It looks like fucking an old PS2 fucking wrestling game.
Everyone, like, I see online's, like, losing their mind over it. They're like, it looks really good. I'm like, this looks bad. Like, they're like, no. Yeah. They're like, it's supposed to be like.
You see, look at the, what, 2K23 WWE? Yeah.
Everyone's like, well, it's not supposed to be the same. I'm like, yeah, but it still doesn't look good. Every gameplay I see, someone's like, fucking. Did you ever play 2K like 21 or 22 or whatever, where they kept like falling through the ring and shit, like the bad one that made them stop for a year?
Yeah.
So I see like a lot of that in this game. I'm like, this shit is not gonna be good. But everyone's like hyped over it because I guess it's supposed to play like No Mercy and like Here Comes the Pain and all that shit. But I'm like, it doesn't look good.
It looks like fucking No Mercy and Here Comes the Pain.
I'm like, there's a difference between a homage and taking inspiration from it and making it better. Right? But this shit looks like it can run on those systems.
Yeah, I've watched some wrestlers play and I was just like, yeah, this game looks like fucking hot dog water.
Yeah, that's why I told people too. This is another one of those like, all right, if it comes out and it's good, I'll wait until it's like $30.
Right? I'm going to wait till that shit's fucking free.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, if I can get that shit on like the PS Plus shit.
Man, exactly. Oh, dude, perfect timing. PS Plus. So yes. I just got PS Premium and in your background... is a game that I just started playing, Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Bro, dude, that's such a good game. Have you played the first one?
I played the original Spider-Man game. Yes, I loved it. And then I've never got to play the Miles Morales one. I just saw Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Ooh, I still need to watch that. I haven't seen the new one. I heard really
good.
We'll
talk about that. We're
going to give you guys like 2 weeks. We're going to give you like a week.
Yeah,
and then we're gonna spoil the shit out of it next time because
that game was awesome. Yeah, so be prepared for spoilers for that, and not only that, but Flash comes out next week as well,
yes, or
actually like the end of this week, yeah. I should say.
Two good episodes.
Shit. I just realized that Mortal Kombat and Flash this fucking Friday. It's going to be insane. I'm about to buy my fucking tickets right now.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Yeah, I should probably pre-order.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'm going to work yet, but I'm going to fucking see that movie.
He's like, boss, I'm coming in late. I'm going to go see Batman or The Flash. Dude. I keep making that mistake. I keep saying Batman, but it's The Flash because I'm so excited for Michael Keaton.
It's so much Batman's going to be in that shit, dude.
But Miles Morales, awesome. So how far are you?
I am in, I'm in the beginning of the game. Just find out his uncle was a prowler.
Yeah. Dude, this game looks so good. I remember when I, before I bought my PS5, I'd bought the cross-gen version because I was playing it on my PS4, got my PS5, hooked it up, did all that. That was the first game I played on here. That's the one I'm like, okay, yeah, this shit looks fucking fire on the PS5. You get the lighting. Do you play with like the ray tracing and all that?
I haven't checked if my ray tracing was on. I have to see.
Yeah, it's like I forget what it's called, the fucking like performance mode or one of them, or fidelity mode, but it looks so good. Like it's a fun game too. Like this brings me back to like, did you ever play like Shattered Dimensions and shit like that?
Oh yes, of course.
Like that's my favorite thing about like Spider-Man and like the Arkham, like the Batman Arkham City games, like that beat 'em ups, drive around, fucking swing around. There was times I would play this game and just swing around for no fucking reason, just because I'm like,
yeah, that's why I love doing like even like the small missions, because it's just a lot of swinging around and tricks and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Going around, completing all the sections of the city. But have you seen the trailer or the gameplay that just came out for the new one?
Yes, yes. Which is part of the reason why I started playing this fucking game.
Yeah.
And before I go into that, I just want to retouch another thing that you were saying about the Miles Morales game. One of the things I noticed was while web swinging, you know how in the games you're web swinging, you get a call.
Yes.
The voice actors did two different recordings for that.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell when he's swinging, he sounds a little bit more tired. And I test this. I was swinging, and then I stopped, and then he's just talking normal. Like, I was sitting on a building, and he's just talking normal. But then he's swinging, and he sounds like he's actually running and some shit. Like, he's in the air and shit. I was like, that's fucking detailed right there. That's fucking dope.
Bro, it's so... There's so much detail in this game. It's like the little things.
Yeah.
It's like if you don't answer like your mom's call or some shit, or if you just let someone go, it's like the little things in this game that make it so much better. And then
I'm gonna play after this.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'm probably gonna play some Tears of the Kingdom. Yeah. I've been stuck on fucking nice. Legend of Zelda, bro. If you don't have a Switch, pick that shit up. That shit is dope.
Right.
I
need to get that.
But like this is probably one of the best like PlayStation exclusive games for me. Like people love Last of Us and shit, but I'm like the Spider-Man games, or where it's fucking at. Like that's one of those games where I think I've platinum both of them.
First
one, and I did Miles Morales. So I'm
nice,
like, bro,
nice.
Yeah,
I actually have to finish some of the DLC in the last game. I remember that just now that there's something I did it. But going into the next one, which is part of the reason why I wanted to play Miles Morales, because I want to be ready for the next one. Dude, that shit looks fucking awesome, dude. The Venom Spider-Man, like, you could tell he's getting angry, and, like, you can hear in his voice, and the moves, and then just the cinematics, like, it just, dude, that game is going to be so fucking hype.
Yeah, like, the way you said it, like, in the first two or whatever, Miles Morales, when he's swinging, his voice changes. Right now, when he turns into the, you know, Black Spider-Man spider suit, you can hear the aggressiveness in his voice pickup.
Yes.
That's when I love, like, I feel like the voice acting in this game is top-notch. Like, it's one of those things where, like I said, the attention to detail, the little things, there was a game it reminded me of. Did you ever play, what was the name of the game I'm trying to think of? Fuck, I forgot. I gotta look it up now. but the gameplay reminded me of another game, Infamous. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
That one in like Second Son or whatever, the way the Black Spider-Man suit works, it like starts shooting up like little... fucking
yeah,
like, I don't even know how to explain
Another game I know it's not Infamous. Prototype,
that's the one. Yep.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah,
yes.
Prototype.
Yeah,
because I played the shit of the game. Yeah, dude, that game was fucking sick, dude.
Yeah,
and it's looking like that.
So basically you're like a swinging prototype kind of game.
Yeah,
and that what I really like about it too is from what I've read online, you can switch between Miles and Peter at any point. So did you ever play like Grand Theft Auto 5 or anything?
Not really. Just a little bit of the online.
Yeah, so Grand Theft Auto, if you ever played the story mode, they had this thing where it was like a pinwheel because it had like three main characters. So you could basically switch between the main characters at any point, and it would just pick up to the next character. So wherever you were, if I just switched from, you know, CJ and went to, I don't know, the other guy's names were, I can't think of them. It would just pick up. Like, he was just doing some shit, and you would just take over him. So, like, kind of what I want to see with this game, where I'm like, all right,
yeah,
I'm playing with Peter, whatever, I'm swinging around, I switch to Miles, he's over here, like, getting suited up or whatever, and I'm with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially now, there's no load time with these games, it's just, like, fucking instant.
Dude, it's so instant. I can't snap, but it's instant.
You can't snap?
Yeah, that's a known Darnell fact. I can't snap.
There you go. I'll do it for yeah.
I hurt my fingers.
But man, I can't wait for this. My favorite part of these games too are the different Spider-Man suits.
Yes, of course. Unlocking the different suits and shit.
Yeah.
Getting the classics, like it's pretty dope.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. So that's definitely a game I'm looking forward to. There was a lot of things they announced last week too. What was it? This the Metal Gear Solid stuff.
Metal Gear Solids, yes. I was wondering why I can't fucking play any Metal Gear games, like, online, and this is why. When they re-release this shit, it's gonna be fucking sick, dude.
Oh, dude, yeah. What was it? I think they're starting with 3, and then they're gonna release, like, a collection, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gonna look sick. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Like, it's crazy to think, like, finally, I feel like we're at that point where PlayStation's starting to do stuff again. Because if you look at it, really, they haven't had any, like, big, besides, like, God of War and, like, the Miles Morales
Hogwarts. Oh, how many Hogwarts was there? No, yeah, we're talking about PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah, so they haven't really come out with anything that, like, makes you want to buy a PS5 like that. So that's why I feel like we still have a lot of people that are like, all right, I'll stick with my PS4. There's nothing on here that's, like...
Well, see, that's the thing, too, is I've been telling people is the PS4 is going out. Like, a lot of these newer games that are coming out are PS5 only.
Yeah, I feel like we're at that point now, yes.
Yeah, so get your PS5, people.
Yeah, and then they're not hard to find anymore. I've walked into Best Buy many a times and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a fucking bunch of PS5s just here. The God of War bundle or whatever. So you can just pick them up. They're so much easier because we're at that point now where I think developers have to stop making for the PS4 because it's holding back PS5 games.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, a lot of games are being delayed because it's like, well, I can make it run on a PS5. How the fuck is this shit going to run on Nintendo Switch or some shit like that?
Yeah. It's funny. Well, they also, too, they get more different developer teams to do it. So, like, I noticed that with... with MK1, because my homie was like, what the fuck, MK1's gonna be on the Switch but not PS4? And I was like, well, they got a whole, like, Nintendo Switch team working for that. If they had to put it on PS4, it'd be the guys for the PS5 team would have to be working on basically two different fucking games.
Exactly. And they're at that point, I think they're just at that point now where it's like, look, like, we've supported you guys for, like, the last 2.5-3 years. Well, what's it been since the pandemic started? Like, 2.5 years now?
So, yeah, it's been on PS4 has been out for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I mean, the PS5, I'm like, they've given you like 2-3 years already to start transitioning over. I get like you want it, but it's a dying system now. It's going to be like your PS1 or your fucking Nintendo 64 or whatever. Like, it's going to get to
put
that
it
point.
Up on the rack or the shelf.
Exactly. Get ready. Add it to your wall collection because at this
sell
point,
it on your offer up.
Yeah. And then on your offer up. Honestly, I'm probably gonna do that. I'll play. I still have my PS4 somewhere. I still have it here. I haven't touched it in like 2 years. I think I used it one time to move my save file over from something. I think it was like Red Dead Redemption or something.
Damn. I left mine at my old band studio. I was like, you guys can fuck with it.
Oh, yeah.
I got a PS5 now.
Yeah, like, fuck that. Oh, yeah, man. So, anything else you're looking forward to?
We've discussed most of it. A lot of good shit coming out, games, TV shows. We got Ahsoka coming out soon. I can't wait for us to dive deep into that. I think we'll wait till like it comes out a little bit more and more is released from it. Because you already know I'm gonna talk a storm on that.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I heard they have like a lot of the old villains coming back, don't they? Or from like the Rebels era.
Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Yes. So there's going to be a lot of those villains. So hopefully, you know, it looks good. They finally, you know, they did the fan casting. Rosario Dawson looks just like her. So hopefully we can see something good come out of that. Another quick news, if you guys, you know, all my Disney fans, Hocus Pocus 3, 2 sucked.
Oh, shit.
Let's hope 3's fucking better. They also
there was a Hocus Pocus 2?
There was a Hocus Pocus 2 last year.
Oh, shit. Interesting. Yeah. I'll have to watch it.
It was like the original sisters and shit. I don't know if they're coming back for this one.
Oh, I remember that. I think we talked.
We probably never watched it. I don't remember. I never watched it either. Yeah. it's funny because my girlfriend loves them. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's like, Wilbur, you better talk about Hocus Pocus 3 in your podcast
today.
You
better do it. I did it. Okay.
She's going to call you at the end of the podcast. Did you talk about it?
It's funny because she always makes fun of me for doing it. She's like, are you going to go do your nerd podcast? Or no, is she calling it your geek podcast now? I'm like, yes.
Hells to the yeah.
I'm like, of course I am. Of course. Don't hate on this.
It's funny.
But yeah, good times. We haven't done music in a while, have we?
No, but we will eventually be doing some, we'll have to go get some art Do it. Hello, mother.
Hello. Hi.
Yes, cameo from Omaha Foxy.
I'm a Foxy.
But yeah, yeah, we will, people, get some music together. There's a lot of good I've been seeing, and we have future artists on the show as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. Yeah, you sent me their music. I was like, oh, I can get into this.
Yes, yes. In 2 weeks, we're going to have the lead singer from a metal band called Havoc Faction, superhero bass, geeking it, fucking certified.
Yes, sir.
Can't wait. It's going to be a dope one.
Yeah, as always, you guys know, follow us on YouTube. We're on fucking all the podcast platforms. Follow
Twitch,
us on Instagram,
OnlyFans,
Twitch,
Twitter.
OnlyFans. Darnell's streaming almost every night. I'm probably going to start streaming soon again. So
actually, I gotta start streaming again. I've been fucking lagging it. I've been lagging.
That work life.
Yeah, and I just been. Yeah, I've been lagging.
I've been playing too much Spider-Man.
Oh man!
But as always, y'all, thank you guys for the continued support. We're gonna try to be more consistent, but thank you.
Yes.
Deuces.
Deuces.
We out, chat. Is that you? Is that you? I can't remember the line.
Oh, yeah. We out, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Go follow. It's been a while.
Go follow.